One of the mitzvahs derais we have Leil Seder is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's when we read the Haggadah and we do the Magid. So the question is, we find regarding the mitzvah, we know it's called Haggadah. So we find the lesson, let's say, of Lahagid. Lahagid baboker chastecha. And we find Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashamayim Misaprim Kavoda. We find the word Sipor in Hebrew, and we find Lahagid. And the question is, there seems to be a mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there seems to be a mitzvah of Haggadah as well. So what exactly are these two aspects? What is the mitzvah of Lahagid, and what is the mitzvah of Sipor? So the Malbum, who's the expert on all the different terminologies, he says there's a fundamental difference, he says, between Lahagid versus Mistaper. Lahagid is you're telling something new, like you're saying a chiddush, you have something new to tell someone. But with Sapir, that's telling you an old story. It's telling you something, like whether you know or not, but something that, you know, that happened before. So, what does it have to do with Leil Seder? So we know it says, V'igadta levincha bayom ahu lemor. The mitzvah is lahagid. You have to say something new. But it also says, L'man tisapir ba'ozne bincha uvem bincha. So which one is it? So clearly it's both. What do you mean, pshat in both? That what we have to do, Leil Seder, is we have to, l'sapir, we have to say the old. In other words, we have to read the same Haggadah, but it has to be with Lahagid, it has to be with a new appreciation. We have to go over the same story, but every year we have to come up with new meaning. As the famous saying of Rav Huttner, today we live in a world, we have short attention spans. Oh, I already know that, I heard that already. The some Gedolim we used to say over the same things. In fact, there's a Maisa with Rav Huttner, or the Maisa with the Chafetz Chaim, I'll get to in a minute. But Rav Huttner says over, what's the difference between if you're a Talmud or someone just comes by to hear a shir? If someone just happens to tune into a shir or show up, I heard this already, I heard this Rashba, I heard this, and he just starts tuning out. He doesn't really he loses interest. On the other hand, if it's a real Talmud, and he knows the Rebbe says this over all the time, it must be a very important yisod, and therefore each time he hears it, he doesn't hear the same thing, he hears the same thing, but he hears it. It has a totally different, new appreciation of what's being said. And that's what is, it has to be, it's always Lasapia. We have to say over the same Haggadah, we got to keep the Mesorah, but it has to be with the Lahagid. And that's what the story is with the Chafetz Chaim. I think the Chafetz Chaim was giving a shir, and one of the students came over to Rabbi Chanan, who was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, and said, the Chafetz Chaim gave the same shir last year. So Rabbi Chanan said, no, he didn't. It was 17 words different this year, or maybe 19 words, but the point being is, if you're a Talmud, if you're Rabbi Chanan, you hear someone say it, you hear the nuances, you hear the different layers. If you're just superficial, I heard, he quoted that Rashi, I know it already. That's why one not only has to be Lasapia, you have to read the Haggadah, but you have to do it with a new appreciation. In fact, that's the Pshaf and the Gerer Rebbe. The Gerer Rebbe has a famous Kasha. We know this coming Shabbos is Shabbos Haggadah. So, there's a minhag the Rama brings down of reading the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. On the other hand, the Gerer Rebbe points out that we know there's a mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach, and there's an issur to eat on Erev Pesach. But people have a minhag starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And as I like to say, I have a minhag all year round. I prefer fresh bread over matzah. But we stop eating it, so the matzah should be b'teyavon. So how come when it comes to matzah, we say abstain, so you can eat it with teyavon, but by the Haggadah, we make you read it, or the minhag is to read it the Shabbos before. So what's the difference? So that's the Yisroel, because we say when it comes to matzah, it's a physical taste, so the longer you stay away from it, the better. But by the night of the Seder, it has to be l'shaper and l'hagid. So therefore, you have to say the Yob with the new, every time you read the Haggadah, you come up with a new appreciation of what is going on. And therefore, that's the Yisroel. So when it comes to the Avodah, like we find by the Karban, we find a Karban for the Mizbeach, you could put salt on, but not honey. Because honey represents change. That's why we have honey on Rosh Hashanah. But we want to show God we're changing. But the night of but for a carbon, we want to keep a Masorah. So the salt is a preservative. So in general, salt's a preservative, and honey is change. So therefore, that's why, in fact, if some have a minhag, that on the night of Pesach, they don't put salt on the matzah. That's a whole discussion. Lechem oni, maybe you have to put on with salt. But what's the reason for the minhag of not putting on salt? Because salt is a preservative. On the night of Pesach, you want to come up, it's also the night of Yigala to Govincha, you want to read the Ovo, you want to come up with new Chidushim. And that's why you have also, like with a Navi, every Navi sees his own Nevuah, so it's an element of Chiddush. Because no two Navim can see, a Kohen Gadol, he has to do the Avoda with the Big Day Kahuna. If you don't have it, the Avodah Son is puzzle. So we see this is Yisod, the night of Pesach, on one hand, is like Avodah. So on one hand, we have to keep the different Minhagim, whether you have salt or not. But salt represents the Masorah. And therefore, that's what we do. We read the Haggadah, but we want it to be there with a Lahagi, with a new appreciation. And therefore, when we read the Haggadah, we have Pesach. Every year, you might be the same Haggadah, but hopefully you're different every year, and therefore if you're different, then the Haggadah as well will be different, and that's how we fulfill the mitzvah of, we fulfill both the mitzvah of Lahagid and Lesapir on the same night, that we do the O, we keep the Mesorah, we keep the traditions of a great-grandfather, parents. Other hand, we explain it's the night of Chinuch. And therefore, normally, it's Kach Siva Hashem. And that's why Rav Nissen Alpert explained it in many answers, but why don't we make a bracha on Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because a bracha signifies Avdus, Yiras Hashem. And therefore, the night of Pesach, we want to show Acheris, that we normally don't ask questions. But the night of Pesach, that's the whole night of Shiloh v'Tshuva. So therefore, we want to de-emphasize the tzivo. We want to be able to do lahagid, question and answer with your child, and to give it over to the next generation. And therefore, that's the same Yisod here, and that's how we fulfill both aspects of Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and as well the mitzvah of Haggadah.